A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We chat exclusively to Masha Slamovic ahead of Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory. Plus, we have an update on Saraya's AEW in-ring future, and an absent WWE star returns to SmackDown tomorrow. For Thursday, September the 29th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and number one contender, Masha Slamovic!
Jordan Grace and speak of the devil and he shall appear. The Knockouts World title match at Bound for Glory might just get started a little early.
The fates are sealed. It's Slamovic versus Grace for the Knockouts World title at Bound for Glory.
And that is going down next Friday on Fights. Bound for Glory is Impact's big event of the year. And on the card, Jordynne Grace will defend her Impact Knockouts World Championship against my guest at this time, the undefeated Russian Dynamite of Impact Wrestling, Masha Slamovic. Masha, how are you doing?
Doing lovely. Just one day closer to the pay-per-view that we're all waiting for.
Now, you made two big decisions in the past few weeks. An opponent for Jordynne Grace in Pick Your Poison and an outfit for your guinea pig to wear. Which was tougher?
Oh man, I've got to say the guinea pig outfits. I've got three of them upstairs, and you know what? It's like probably harder than any Impact match I've ever had. Put it on the damn thing.
If you follow Masha on Instagram, if not, why not? And on Twitter, then you'll know that we had a taco outfit chosen for your guinea pig. What inspired you to start dressing up the guinea pig though?
My roommate works at Petco, and he's like, yo, those outfits that you asked about are here in the store, and I get a 50% off discount. I was like, sign me up. I've got too much time on my hands leading up to this important pay-per-view that I'm dressing my pigs up for Halloween.
And how is it so far? Because when we try and dress up our cat for anything, like even if it's just putting bat wings on it, Pablo is not having it. How are the guinea pigs taken to dressing up?
The two first ones that we dressed up went well. The third one took us about 5 minutes to make it into a bumblebee.
And is he loving it now or hating it, hating his life?
Oh, they just slipped right out and ran off. So after I got the picture, I was like, all right.
Well, now moving on to the wrestling portion of things. Now, obviously, you chose a hell of an opponent for Jordynne Grace, and she has returned the favor. This is going out on the day that people will watch you in a Monsters Ball match against Ali Catch. Now, what was your prior experience and thoughts of the Monsters Ball match? Because it's a bit of an Impact Wrestling staple.
You know, to anybody who has seen any of my matches outside of Impact Wrestling, you tell me. I don't think a Monsters Ball match is something I fear. I think it'll be something that I find quite enjoyable, actually.
With an opponent like Ali Catch, now you guys have met, I believe, on the independent circuit numerous times, but for people who are going to be watching for the first time, what can they expect from Masha versus Ali Monsters Ball style?
I think you can expect some shocking levels of violence because neither one of us are strangers to the topic and we both thoroughly enjoy it, actually. So I think we're going to take each other to the limits.
Now, we spoke about a year ago, I believe, and since then you've joined Impact Wrestling. And how have you found the experience being a part of Impact Wrestling based on how did you think it was going to go and how is it actually going?
I've got to say, it's going better than I even thought it would. Because from not even expecting to get signed, I mean, look at me now. What are we at? A cool 15, 16 and 0? Something like that. Doesn't matter. It's a very impressive number.
Talk to us about when the contract offer came through for Impact.
It was a very spontaneous moment that happened immediately after my match with Deonna Purrazzo at Knockouts Knockdown, which, funny enough, I was the poison that was picked for her by Mickey James at the time. So coming up right before my pick your poison. Funny how things work, right? But it was a very incredible moment that I never expected would happen to me, but there we were.
Well, you kind of could be, it's almost like the pick your poison's kind of becoming your go-to. Like, this was how you arrived. You've got a big one tonight. We always talk about sort of the forbidden door, and I want to talk about if somebody was to assign you a pick your poison opponent, kicked open the forbidden door, would there be anybody that you'd love to be in there with? Would there be anybody that you would hate to be in there with?
I think I'm ready to take on any challengers. I always have been and always will be. I don't think that is something that'll ever change. So anyone who's bold enough is welcome to have a chance.
You talk about some of your experience outside of Impact Wrestling, and people have followed you for a long time on the independent circuit. And there's been a few occasions where you've got to really push the boundaries of professional wrestling whereby you've been showing off some more of your mixed martial arts background, more intense cage fighting style. How have you been able to adopt and adapt that in Impact Wrestling?
Well, as you know, I'm no stranger and someone who finds quite a bit of joy in martial arts, violence, cage fighting, all of that. And aside from what I think is to come in the Monsters Ball match, I think I'm simply able to just raise the levels of violence in the Impact women's locker room with every match, be it Monsters Ball, without Monsters Ball, no matter what. I don't think that it's a level that's achievable by everybody. I think it's something really special.
Let's talk about that locker room, because whenever we have members of the Impact roster like yourselves on and independent stars who've come through Impact, the one comment that always comes back is how diverse, how varied, and how understated the Knockouts division is. And I'd say that we're now at a point where it's very much considered the best women's based division in wrestling in the West, possibly the world. What were you expecting from the Knockouts division when you joined, and what is the reality of the Knockouts?
Like you had just said, that is something that I heard mentioned quite a bit, and after joining Impact Wrestling, I can confirm that the locker room is indeed very diverse, very talented, skilled, and you know, I think it is really one of the best in the world, if not the best around the world, certainly in the West.
Bobby Fish has just arrived in that locker room. There was a lot of conversation about him when he parted ways with AEW. A shock to see him turning up in Impact Wrestling just the other week. How has it been so far in the limited time that Bobby Fish has been there? What sort of influence has he been on the AEW roster, on the Impact Wrestling roster, since leaving AEW?
Well, I think that he's definitely made an impact.
See what you did there.
Yes, but I think there's only more to come. You know, you never know what to expect at Impact. things are changing and we're always pushing the boundaries here. So I think the best is yet to come, simply.
Who would you like to see make a Bobby Fish style surprise appearance in the knockouts?
Well, I can't name anybody for certain, but I know the Japanese borders are opening up soon. So I think that's a place we should definitely take a peek at.
So what has been some of your fondest memories of working in Japan and working around that circuit?
The level of talented performers that are in Japan, talented, skilled wrestlers who you can learn from, and even the young stars. For example, in Stardom, we've got Starlight Kid, we've got Azumi. In Marvelous, we've got Mio and Maria and a host of other women who were, you know, so great to work with, so great to learn with.
So I love the experience with Stardom that we talked about when you were on Desert Island Graps last year. Should you, you know, when the time comes and, you know, if it seems like we could be an inevitability, you becoming the knockout, we're in the knockouts champion. Is that a belt that you'd like to defend abroad as those borders are opening? Could we see Mash Islamovich defending the knockouts title in the Far East?
It is called a world title for a reason. So when I'm champion, anywhere that I'm allowed to defend it, I'd be honored to.
Incredible. Incredible. Now we're looking ahead to Bound for Glory. That'll be where you get your shot at Jordan Grace. Do you have, as a fan of wrestling, a Bound for Glory moment from the years that Impact has put this show on that stays with you?
I think the moment that is going to stay with everybody is only a few short days away, actually.
Would this be Mash Islamovich beating Jordan Grace?
100%.
Oh, there it is. What are your thoughts on Jordan Grace? Because she's a powerhouse that has led the knockouts division for some time now. What are your thoughts on Jordan?
I think she is a powerhouse. I think she is a talented wrestler. I think she's versatile and that her skills have only grown since the last time that we were in the ring together, and I think she's grown, but I have as well. And some things you just can't beat. Some obstacles are just too big to overcome.
And you are the obstacle that stands in the way of Jordan Grace as Knockouts champion. Now, it's an interesting one, Bound for Glory. I want to talk a bit more about the show in general shortly, but it's coming up a week on Friday. You can watch it on Fight TV. It's quite a unique night for wrestling fans, is a week on Friday, because we have, of course, Bound for Glory, a staple moment in Impact Wrestling's calendar year. But at the same time, we have SmackDown on Fox and we have AEW Rampage and AEW Battle of the Belts. So there's a lot of wrestling. It's a smorgasbord of wrestling all at the same time. How are you and the Impact family feeling about having a fair bit of competition for the eyes of the wrestling fans on Friday night?
I'd have to say we're confident because Impact is a very, like I said, talented locker room, not just the men, not just the women, everybody there. And I think we are the competition. We are the place that people need to be watching.
Absolutely. And it continues to be that for many years. And the fact that Bound for Glory has been around for so long suggests that is the case. So it's going to be Jordan Grace and Mash Islamovich for the Knockouts World Championship at Bound for Glory. What can people expect if they're going to be tuning in for the first time from Impact Wrestling?
I think if it's your first night tuning in, you're in for a wild ride because everyone is going to the limits and far past beyond them. So if I was going to start watching Impact Wrestling on one night, Bound for Glory would be the night to start watching.
Incredible. And we're hoping that people do. Impact Wrestling presents Bound for Glory a week on Friday on Fight TV. Watch it around the world there. Of course, here in the UK, Impact Insiders is a place on YouTube to get up to date on that one. Mash Islamovich, best of luck for a week on Friday. Possibly, very likely, if you ask Mash Islamovich, becoming the Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion. Best of luck for Bound for Glory.
Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm back! So you missed me. No, it feels fantastic to be back in the ring, you guys. It's obviously been a crazy road. But I'm damaged, but I'm not broken at the end of the day, right? No, it's great to be back here. And the reason why I'm here is because I will create change in this division. I was the revolution here, and I'm gonna be the revolution because I am the revolution.
Out of your hands.
You know, it's really hard to talk out here, you guys. I'm so nervous. It's been a while. But AEW is officially my house.
She said the line. Saraya officially part of AEW last night on Dynamite, speaking there for the very first time, declaring AEW her house. She invited, after that, the AEW women's locker room to join her, the babyface side at least. She put over Toni Storm in particular. This prompted the heel contingent of the AEW women's locker room to come out, led by Britt Baker. Baker had some choice words for Saraya. Baker declaring that she puts her neck on the line for AEW while Saraya's isn't strong enough. Baker also called Saraya nothing but a catchphrase. Now, this all bled into Toni Storm's title defense against Serena Deeb, which, according to Saraya, was now a lumberjack match, as decreed by herself and Tony Khan. Now, from here, Saraya joined commentary for the rest of the match, and it led to that question once again. Is Saraya going to physically be involved in AEW? She has been very much on the injured list for multiple years. Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer saying that seems to still be the case. Fightful Select have shed a little light on this and got some details regarding her AEW deal that I can share with you this morning, saying sources familiar with the situation tell Fightful Select that Saraya has agreed to a 3-year contract with AEW. We are not sure if there are options or option years at play, as is often the case with AEW. However, we are told for the amount of money it was signed for, it, quote, largely implies she will be wrestling in some capacity, end quote. So still a few question marks hanging over the in-ring status of Saraya. She signed a big money deal to be part of AEW. Whether that is going to be in a physical capacity or not, I guess we're going to have to wait and see a little longer. A Young Bucks AEW return could be sooner rather than later. So promoting the Young Bucks Champ Sports Shoes collaboration on Instagram stories, Matt Jackson addressed the AEW faithful, saying, "Thank you so much for everything. For the last 18 years, you guys have supported us and been so great to us. And I really can't wait to see you guys very soon." AEW, of course, suspended Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Pat Buck, Christopher Daniels, Michael Nakazawa, and Brandon Cutler following the backstage press conference altercation with CM Punk and Ace Steel following All Out. We haven't heard about any other wrestlers returning from suspension, but the Young Bucks, at least Matt Jackson, hinting that their return is fairly soon, very soon, to use his words. may have noticed that there was quite a depleted roster from elements of Dynamite last night. Hurricane Ian meant that there were some big changes to the show. It meant that Swerve Strickland was unable to be a part of proceedings. We saw Keith Lee involved in the show without his tag team partner. Another name that was scheduled to be part of the show was Samoa Joe. He was set to be in the mix because the show ended up being quite Ring of Honor heavy. But however, unable to be there was the ROH TV champion. Speaking of Ring of Honor, a huge title match has been announced for the ROH Championship after Chris Jericho defended his Ring of Honor title against Bandido. He declared his plans to desecrate Ring of Honor completely and beat every former Ring of Honor champion. The next on that list, apparently, is Bryan Danielson. We're getting Jericho versus Danielson for the Ring of Honor title on October the 12th episode of Dynamite. Jericho punctuated his plans to destroy Ring of Honor by wiping out Bobby Cruz with a Judas effect. Nobody is safe. End on a bit of WWE news. PW Insider revealing that Hurricane Ian hitting Florida means that the Performance Center has been closed for obvious safety concerns. But before it shut, there was a sighting of former New Japan Pro Wrestling star Carl Fredericks, who was there. His contract for New Japan expired back in April, and he was spotted at the Performance Center before it shut earlier on in the week. Carl Fredericks potentially becoming a part of WWE. One to keep an eye on. And for those concerned about Drew McIntyre, PW Insider have given us an update. He missed a weekend of live events and was on a drip backstage at SmackDown after suffering a heavy bout of food poisoning. Well, PW Insider have confirmed that Drew McIntyre is figured into creative plans for SmackDown tomorrow night. Expected to be back on TV as if nothing happened, and expected to be back on the road for WWE as well. Glad that Drew McIntyre is fighting fit once again. Food poisoning is flipping horrible. Check out the 10 most extreme WWE moments at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.